So land use hearing officer meeting Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. The time is 2:28 p.m.
Very good. Good afternoon, everybody. Can you please identify yourselves for the record and for my benefit? Start with the block next to me on the screen.
Mr. Hall, I do want to let you know that now would be the time to start our third item. So the third applicant may be on the line, so probably just want to identify who's calling. Thank you.
Okay, who's Mr. Travis Lamb? Raise your hand.
Be me, sir. I'm Travis Lamb.
Okay, thank you very much. You're the applicant for the property located at 9200 West, 2849 South, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you're asking for permission to leave a porch up on your house that evidently is going under some remodeling. And it appears that the canopy or the porch that you've started to build encroaches into the front setback. So explain what your request is and why it should be granted.
The porch originally was there. All I'm doing is building a canopy over the top of it. And the house is there since 1914, and I guess the stay back is at 25 feet. My house is only like 13 feet from the property line anyways. It was built that way. And the porch was already there. When the Empress Theater fell down, I went over there and I grabbed all the brick off of, they told me I could have the brick from the Empress Theater. And so I brought it all home and I built a little brick wall in front of my house with the brick pillars that hold up the roof over the porch that was already there. And I didn't realize the city codes, and now I guess I'm in compliance with the setback. But the house, if you were to see it, it's not extravagant, and I did not build out to the road. It's just how my house was built. I'm just trying to put a cover over my roof. I mean, excuse me, I'm just trying to put a roof over my porch. As you can see right there, I would have finished it, but, you know, they gave me the stop work order. But as you can see, it's not extravagant. It fits the size of the house. And it's just the way my house was built. Sounds, and I would like a... Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, says sounds like you need to go to zoning jail or something.
Yeah.
So, the brick pillars are how far from the property line?
13 feet.
And the house is non-conforming, I assume.
Yes.
From a setback standpoint?
Yes, from a setback standpoint, yes, sir.
What is the setback requirement in that zone?
I believe it's 25 feet. I believe. I'm not positive.
Yes, but, that is correct.
And the house is only 15 feet at this point?
Yeah, away from the setback. The house, it's 20 feet back. It's 20 feet back from the, or, 50, yeah, it's 15 feet back from the property line, the house built, I believe.
Okay.
Do you know Diana? Or,
yes,
or?
So just to let, so the required setback is 25 feet. The measured, from property line to his original structure, it was 18 feet. With the new porch cover, it brings it up to 13 feet.
Anybody know what the zoning requirements, if any, were when the house was built?
There wasn't, because this was built in 1916, so it precedes the ordinance requirements.
That's why I said if any. So.
Right. Yes.
I So what does the township say?
So MSD planning staff is recommending approval of the expansion of the non-conforming use. We do consider this a non-conforming structure to the front yard setback, which many of those houses in that area are. Many are even closer than Mr. Lamb, but at 18 feet, he was non-conforming. He's just brought it a little bit closer by 5 feet, bringing out that door cover, porch cover, and building that the columns that are built by brick to support it. It actually looks quite nice. It actually gives a lot of character to the house. It's not uncommon that others have done this. It looks really good, and we are recommending approval of it. The only thing that we do ask is if that you do accept this, that Mr. Lamb does get a building permit to make sure that it meets code requirements.
So you've been doing all this work without a building permit?
Yes, sir. I did not realize the code.
Does he need a permit for the fence?
He does not. If you so it's, as you can see on the screen, it's below the required level to have a building permit.
Yeah.
And it's on his property line, so it's allowed.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to make sure. That's what I assumed. So, any objections from anybody? Do we have any third parties on the call that have any interest in saying something for this regarding this matter? Wendy, do you
Staff
see any?
Staff has received no calls.
No.
Were notices sent out?
Yes.
Yes.
How far? 300 feet?
Yes.
Anything further from anybody? Okay, hearing none, I'm ready to make a ruling. I find that the application and the request to allow the expansion of a non-conforming structure. The present setback requirements are 25 feet. The house is at 18. The proposed structure would be 13 feet from the property line. The home was built in 1916, prior to the enactment of any zoning requirements in then Salt Lake County. The MSD staff is recommending approval, for they see that it's compatible with the neighborhood, actually improves the appearance of the home. It's very stunning in conjunction with the fence that it's on the property line. The approval is granted that can go to 13 feet from the property line, subject to an appropriate building permit being issued before any additional work is performed, and that the necessary inspections take place once the building permit's been issued. Note for the record that notice to the property owners within a 300-foot radius or 300-foot of the property were sent previously, notifying the property owners of the request. No objections have been filed either in writing or verbally today pursuant to the hearing that was noticed. So, Mr. Lamb, kudos to you. Your exception request is approved. Now just get it done.
Yeah, I will. I can't wait to finish it. I've worked very hard on it, and I really appreciate it. I've done it all myself.
Well, looks to me like you do good work. So.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for your application. Staff appreciate your input and your recommendation. I'll prepare the necessary order. The exception is not valid until you apply for a building permit.
I've already done that, sir.
Okay, that is great. Thank you very much. We'll conclude the hearing.
Thank you
very much.